Hello. This is Kelly Janine. Welcome to the Clarity Channel podcast. I'm guiding you to your North Node purpose for self-trust, clarity, and creating your higher visions. Channel your visions and work with your cosmic blueprint for developing into your lunar North Node. Podcast covers topics of astrology, intuition, spiritual biz, energy healing, and mindset. I'm a mentor, intuitive channel astrologer, and podcaster. You can find me on Instagram at I am Kelly Janine. And I am so glad to have you here today. We are launching into a favorite end of the year topic of mine, diving into your December vision and choosing yourself first. We're going into astrology episode and going into the main parts that come with choosing yourself and how this works with your sun sign. I want to start off by saying that astrology is a tool of empowerment and inner guidance. It is not controlling you. And the system astrology I work with is called evolutionary. It's all about the soul's journey over lifetimes. But it also speaks to our free will, to our power of choice, to work with the energies that are present with us, and that the energies that we have experienced with our North Node, Pluto, and Chiron over many lifetimes, we get the choice to work with them or not. You know, free will, working with your inner guidance, you are not controlled by it. This episode, I'm really diving into the sun sign. You are invited to step into the lesson of choosing yourself first with your sun sign. Now, unlike mainstream astrology, the natal sun in my readings is an invitation to your place of self-belief and highest trust. To me, the sun sign is not the focal point of your natal chart. It is not the focal point of anything in the blueprint. The sun sign is necessarily your ego, your personality in general. It's a generalized view. Here's your personality. Here's where you may most shine, like what career, what biz, what relationship, what spiritual path would you most shine in? And the sun sign can be a real guide to that. You know, when you think of the sun, it's just that brilliant, brilliant, beautiful energy coming out of the cosmos that just goes into every part of us. You know, we wake up to it in the morning, we go to bed to it at evening. I know that whenever I have the sun hit me directly, it just feels like a part of Nauslia again. And I generally don't subscribe to Nauslia too much. Nauslia. But with the sun on me, I do indeed cave into Nauslia. And that has so much to do with the fact that the sun can show us what needs to be illuminated. What in this lifetime has to be illuminated as a part of our path towards our highest visions. Speaking to the sun sign, and whether you're a Cancer sun, Capricorn sun, Sagittarius sun, you will find that the sun sign can provide you so much illumination. And how does this come with setting a vision for the year ahead? You know, it's December, it's almost the end of the month. So what are the main visions that you are holding for yourself next year that you are aiming to create? Your sun sign can be a real glimpse into what that can be for you and what that might look like. And most importantly, the sun also teaches us how to choose ourselves first. Like if we're going to uncover illumination, if we're going to uncover our true place to shine, we're going to have to choose ourselves first. You know, what offering feels most true to us? Which career feels most true to us? You know, does this relationship really align? And it may not. And many, many times we may indeed not go with what's really truly aligned for us. And that happens for so many different reasons. And there's so many different reasons for why we may fall into self-sabotage patterns and patterns of, you know, repeating cycles of blocking ourselves, of, you know, ending up in a place that doesn't feel aligned with us. It doesn't resonate with our true soul, a path. It's completely normal for that to happen. My top ways of working with the sun sign to indeed choose yourself first, indeed to dive into a place where you feel like, hey, this is what is aligned for me. This is the path most for me. If we find that we are a water sun sign, if we're a fire sun sign, or earth or air, what does that first tell us about where, which path we should be on? And these are very general views. These are very general, you know, advice. So if you're a water sun, such as Cancer, for example, there's a real tendency towards flow, movement, emotions, and that the path for you that is aligned to your visions may not make sense. It may not be logical, may not be rational, it may not be understood by anyone else in your life. As it so happens, maybe you're not meant to be on a path that anyone else can understand, or maybe in your life you have people that have long been committed to not understanding you. Many times it's signs like Cancer, it's very sensitive, and some people are committed to not understanding Cancer. And also Pisces is another good example, a water sign, that many times it's not widely understood. And that's absolutely fine, because the water sign is also a very nurturing, motherly, feminine, abundance type. And then whichever path you choose is going to bring you abundance. It's going to bring you the gift of learning, insight, intuition, psychic clarity. Now, if you are a fire sun, you know, Aries, Sagittarius, there is a real tendency towards quick movement, asserting oneself, being decisive, and just persevering in the face of challenges. How are you making moves today? How are you going to indeed take the leap into what feels aligned for you? And the fun thing about fire signs, they, by their very nature, don't necessarily care what anyone else thinks. And I mean, I love that about Aries, especially. I mean, I have an Aries moon. If you have an Aries sun or moon, you are indeed coming back in this lifetime. Your soul wants to understand what it's like not to care what anyone else thinks. Yeah, that's been a major lesson for me over the last couple of years. I would definitely say just learning to trust my own intuition, my own inner guidance, and not be swayed by other people's expectations of me. A challenging lesson, a challenging path, but definitely worth sticking to. The earth sun, you know, looking at you, Capricorn, Taurus, first comes practical grounding, second comes luxury, and third comes, I am so very much into my physical body that I already am very aware of what I would love to be doing in this lifetime, and thus I am already on the path towards that. Indeed, if you are a Capricorn sun, you know by your very nature that maybe you have spent a long time studying or already working in a field that is so very aligned for you, and that allows, and that just naturally allows you to meet your desires and needs on a very deep level. You know, the Capricorn or Taurus, they tend to go for more careers that are rational, by the rational mind, understood to be very much present here on this earth plane. You know, think business is a big one. This will come easy. This may come easy to you. Of course, they can also be very spiritual signs too, and that's where, you know, luxury, physical pleasure come into play. Air suns, you're in this lifetime. Did you really come back to understand very much the importance of expression, communication, creativity? And you understand that hey, you're meant to do many different things. You're going to be a multidimensional being. Gemini, Sun. I am definitely talking about this Gemini, Sun. And, I have a Gemini midheaven. This is definitely the very, very vision of the multidimensional being here to be as expressive, to be creative, and as wild about their own inner guidance as they can indeed be, because they got an important message to share with everyone else as well as themselves. And second down on choosing yourself with the sun sign, there is a real invitation to cultivate self-belief and your highest self-trust. The lesson is integrating the light shadow aspects of your sun to go cultivate your path to self-belief. With our sun sign, we're being called to really believe in ourselves, like that place of illumination. How do we cultivate that to understand that we can believe in what we are doing and the path that we are on at this very moment in time? So maybe we feel like we're not in an offering, not in a place in our business that is not feeling aligned at all. But still, how can we keep believing that, yes, this is a part of my path? This is a part of where I will be meeting to my higher vision in this lifetime. And, this is like, okay, so how do we keep holding the vision? How do we keep moving into that? So your sun sign necessarily has shadow aspects, and these shadow aspects sometimes do come out. And, third down on the list about learning to choose yourself first is, so the soul lessons of each of the sun signs, and they carry in with this shadowy energy and this more, aspects that maybe don't serve our highest visions, that don't allow us to move into what feels aligned. How are we still holding the vision in this December? How are we still moving into our authentic self despite all that? And the truth is that we do have this a free will choice, this free will choice that we're going to keep believing in ourselves. All right. As I said before, astrology is a tool of empowerment. It's not telling you what to do necessarily. And that looking through this lens of evolutionary growth, we're being understood that our sun sign, our Pluto, and the North Node are all pointing towards where we carry in past life energies, and where we carry, and where we have had these experiences and these lessons and integration around other lessons and from the light and dark, the light and shadow aspects of these sun and the moon and the North Node. Thank you so much for joining me here today. Thank you for coming on the Clarity Channel with me today, Kelly Janine. And I can't wait to the next episode with you.